Okay, think about this. You've actually managed to get someone to your website. They click the ad, maybe follow the link, they're actually there.
Right, the hard part's done, you might think.
Exactly. But then, poof, they're gone. And the numbers, well, they're kind of alarming, aren't they?
Yeah, we're talking anywhere from 30% up to like 70% of website visitors just leaving.
Vanishing.
Yeah.
And why? Well, often it just boils down to frustrating experiences, right?
Yeah.
Impersonal stuff.
Definitely. Like those chat bots that feel like you're talking to a wall.
Or those endless forms that just, you know, kill your motivation.
Oh, yeah. And the IVR systems. Don't get me started. Or just being stuck on hold forever.
It's a massive leak, really.
Yeah.
Especially when you think about all the effort and money businesses spend just getting people to the site.
Absolutely. It's like pouring water into a leaky bucket, isn't it? You spend all this money attracting visitors.
And then the experience on the site just isn't good enough.
Exactly. That investment is largely wasted. And it's not just that one lost chance. No, research actually shows that a single bad online interaction can put off like 80% of potential customers from ever coming back.
Wow. So the stakes are much higher than just one missed sale.
Way higher.
Right. So today on the Deep Dives, we're digging into something that might be a solution. Aldo Contact Center, or ACC.
Okay.
The basic idea seems to be turning your website from just, you know, static info into this dynamic 24/7 place for sales, service, support.
How do they do that?
By cleverly mixing AI with, well, actual human interaction.
Interesting blend.
Yeah. So our mission today is to really understand how ACC plans to, like, plug that visitor's train, build better customer engagement, and hopefully boost sales and loyalty, too.
And where are we getting this info?
We've been looking directly at the Aldo Contact Center website itself, getting it straight from the source.
Good. So let's circle back to that bounce rate number 30 to 70%. It's huge.
It really is. Even 30% is a lot of lost opportunity.
And the reasons, like you said, it's often about not getting info quickly enough.
Or those awful forms. I read somewhere that every extra field can drop conversion rates quite a bit.
Yeah, I think it's up to 25% per field, which is crazy. Then you've got those IVR systems. Feels like shouting into a void, right?
Totally. And just waiting on hold. Average times can be, what, over 20 minutes sometimes?
In some industries, easily. So yeah, all these friction points just make people frustrated and they leave.
Okay, so how does ACC actually propose to, you know, stop people jumping ship, keep them engaged?
Well, their whole approach seems to focus on creating this really seamless, multi-layered experience.
Multi-layered, how so?
They use AI for that immediate 24/7 response, you know?
Yeah.
Handling the common questions, the first line of defense.
Okay, so AI handles the basics.
Right. But, and this seems key, it's not meant to be a dead end. They've built in a way to smoothly hand off to a live agent.
Ah, okay.
Through chat or even audio or video calls, when the AI hits its limit or maybe a human touch is just better.
Gotcha. So the goal is to catch those people who are about to leave.
Exactly. Catch them, help them, and ideally turn them into, you know, happy, loyal customers instead of just another bounce statistic.
Right. Let's get into the features then. This is where it gets interesting. They talk about multi-mode communication. What does that actually mean for, say, me visiting a site using ACC?
It basically means you get a bunch of ways to connect all right there on the website. You don't have to go anywhere else.
Like what?
So you might start with a quick question in the AI chat. If it gets more complicated, you can switch to a live chat with a person.
Seamlessly. Without starting over.
That's the idea, yeah. But it's not just text. They also have audio and video calling built right into the browser.
In a browser. No app needed.
Nope. And screen sharing, too. Plus, from the business side, they keep saying it's easy to deploy.
Okay. Easy deployment is always good. And that AI support sounds like a big piece of this. They claim it handles a lot.
Yeah, they make a pretty bold claim, actually. Up to 80% of sales and support questions resolved by the AI.
80%, if that's true.
It'd be huge, right? It could take a massive load off the live agents, letting them focus on the complex stuff.
And having it 24/7 is obviously a big plus in today's world. People expect answers instantly.
Absolutely. That constant availability is crucial. People need help whenever, you know, day or night.
Now that switch, that handoff from AI to a live agent, that sounds like it could be clunky if not done right. How do they make it smooth?
They call it seamless engagement. The key thing seems to be passing the context along.
Meaning,
ideally, when the AI realizes it needs help, the chat history, what you've already told it, gets passed to the live agent.
So you don't have to repeat everything. That's a classic frustration point.
Exactly. They call this the ultimate engagement, suggesting it should feel really fluid whether you're talking to the AI or a person. Keep the conversation going.
Makes sense. They also mention universal access. What does that mean practically for a user?
It just means it works everywhere, basically, because it's browser-based.
So desktop, mobile, tablet.
Yep. Any device with a web browser. No need to download a special app, which makes it way more convenient for people. Just click and connect.
Nice. Another feature that caught my eye was multilingual chat.
Yeah.
How does that work? Is it just the AI or?
It seems to leverage AI for translation, yeah. So the AI can chat in multiple languages. Big advantage for global businesses.
Definitely breaks down barrier.
And it's not just AI chat. They also mention live chat in multiple languages, sending voice memos.
Voice memos, like on WhatsApp.
Kind of, yeah. Convenient on mobile, plus voice typing, so you can talk instead of type, and even file sharing within the chat.
Wow, lots of options there. Trying to cover all preferences.
Seems like it.
Okay, this next one sounds powerful. Customizable AI agent skills. How tailored can these AI agents get?
This is where it gets interesting, moving beyond just a generic bot. Businesses can actually train the AI for specific jobs.
Like what? Give me an example.
Well, you could have one AI trained purely on customer support, FAQs, and troubleshooting guides. Another one could be trained for lead generation, asking qualifying questions, providing basic sales info.
So specialized AI.
Exactly. They even mention AI agents that help the live agents internally, like pulling up info quickly during a call. More specialized means more effective.
And the last key feature listed is audio-video recording. What's the angle there? Quality control?
That's part of it, yeah. Recording chats, audio, video, even screen shares allows businesses to review interactions, check quality, find training opportunities.
Makes sense. Legal record, too, I suppose.
Potentially. It also gives a history of the interaction, useful for resolving disputes or just understanding customer journeys better.
Okay, so those are the features, the what. Now let's talk about the why, the benefits they claim businesses get. First one connects back to customization. Tailoring AI agent skills. What's the real win there?
Well, the win is getting more relevant help faster, right? If you have a tech support question, you interact with an AI trained on that.
Instead of a generalist AI that might get confused.
Precisely. Leads to more accurate answers first time. Same for sales. An AI focused on lead gen can ask the right questions to qualify someone. It just makes the AI interactions much more useful.
And that leads to a better customer experience, presumably. They also talk up maximizing customer satisfaction with 247 availability. How does a constant presence really help?
Well, we live in an I want it now world, don't we?
True.
So getting an immediate answer from the AI anytime, day or night, beats waiting for business hours. That alone reduces frustration.
But the AI can't solve everything.
No, and that's crucial. The option to easily escalate to a live person for tricky stuff is the safety net. It means you always feel like you can get the help you need one way or another. Leads to happier customers.
Another benefit, engaging at the opportune time? Sounds a bit proactive. What's the idea?
This is about spotting when someone on your site seems really interested but maybe hesitant.
Like they're hovering over the buy button.
Exactly, or they've spent ages on a product page or compared pricing a few times. ACC can then proactively offer help.
How? Like a pop-up?
Yeah, maybe offering a one-click audio or video call right then and there in the browser. Strike while the iron's hot?
To answer those last-minute questions or doubts.
Precisely. Build that trust, address concerns, and hopefully nudge them towards converting. They also mention calendar scheduling for people who aren't ready for an immediate call.
Smart. Okay, efficiency is always key for businesses.
Mm-hmm.
How does ACC help boost efficiency and cut resolution time?
By using the AI for the first pass. It handles the simple stuff and, importantly, gathers key info up front.
Like who the customer is, what the problem is.
Yeah. So when or if it gets handed to a live agent, they already have context. No need to ask all those basic questions again.
Which saves time.
A lot of time. It cuts down the average handle time, makes agents more productive, lets them handle more customers. It streamlines the whole process.
Makes sense. And the last benefit listed is giving customers choices. What flexibility are they talking about here?
It's really about acknowledging that different people like to communicate in different ways.
So offering multiple options.
Right. Multilingual chat, live chat, voice memos, voice typing, and crucially, letting people connect without giving out their phone number if they prefer, just using their browser.
Especially on mobile, maybe.
Yeah. More choices usually means a more convenient and positive experience for the customer. catering to their preferences.
Okay, now for bigger companies, they have an enterprise version. What extra stuff does that bring to the table?
It basically adds more tools for managing larger teams and more complex setups. A big one is add agents by role.
So you can group agents, like sales support.
Exactly. And you can create specific call buttons on different web pages that route directly to the right team. It also allows for call hunting within a group, so the call finds someone available.
That sounds useful for bigger operations. What else is in the enterprise pack?
You get much more detailed agent settings and permissions, so you can set roles, routing priority, even virtual extensions, language skills, what kinds of calls they handle, recording settings, really granular control. There's also a file cabinet, like a shared library for agents to quickly grab documents or links to send to customers.
Mandy.
And an add supervisor feature, so an agent can easily loop in a supervisor or an expert if they need help on a call.
Seamless escalation, even internally.
Yeah.
What about tracking performance? Any analytics in the enterprise version?
Oh, yes. Comprehensive stuff. Agent analytics track things like login hours, number of calls handled.
Standard contact center metrics.
Right. And customer analytics give insights on where calls come from, call type, duration, even approximate location. Plus, they have smart skill-based routing.
How does that work?
It uses those agent settings, like language or priority, to route the incoming call to the best suited agent or team automatically.
Getting the call to the right person faster.
Exactly.
And I heard you mention AI helping the agents themselves.
Yeah, that's the AI agent for agent feature. It's like an internal helper bot for the live agent.
What does it do?
During a live call, the agent can use it to quickly look up info, find knowledge base articles, maybe get suggestions on how to solve the customer's issue. It boosts their efficiency.
Wow, AI helping AI in humans.
Seems like it. And finally, for managers, there's agent monitoring Bargin.
Ah, quality control and training standard.
Yep. Supervisors can listen in silently or jump into a call to assist if needed.
Okay, so the enterprise version definitely layers on a lot more control and insight for bigger outfits. Let's switch gears slightly. Ease of use. How easy is it to actually get this thing set up?
They really push the simplicity angle.
Mm.
Simple to set up, easy to use is kind of their mantra.
And costs.
They mentioned their Aldo Web Connect platform has unmetered audio video calling, which avoids surprise bills. But the key thing for ease of setup seems to be a JavaScript embed code.
Like copying and pasting a bit of code.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Drop this code snippet onto your website and bam, the communication features are apparently live. No complex API work needed for the basic stuff.
That sounds surprisingly simple.
Yeah, they claim 80% of it is ready out of the box.
And how quick is quick? How long to get it running?
Get this. They claim you can go live in as little as one day just using that embed code.
One day?
Yeah.
That's fast for this kind of tech.
Very fast, if true. It suggests minimal development time needed for the core functionality. They also say training the AI is designed to be easy, too.
How do you train it? Need data scientists.
Apparently not. You can feed it your existing website, content, documents, maybe some specific prompts. No heavy coding or AI expertise required, they say.
Okay, that lowers the barrier significantly. What about making it look like it belongs on my website? Branding.
Yeah, they mentioned customizable features for theming and placement. So you should be able to tweak the colors, fonts, and where the widget appears to match your site's look and feel.
Good. And if you need more help setting up,
they offer white glove onboarding for their annual and custom plans, so more hands-on help is available if you need it. They also list platforms it works with, emphasizing that embed code works pretty much anywhere.
Right. Security. Always a big question with communication tools. What are they saying about that?
They point out that the application runs on the iRevo platform, hosted on AWS Amazon Web Services.
Which is generally considered secure.
Right. And importantly, the app itself doesn't live on your servers, which reduces your security burden.
What about securing the calls themselves?
They offer an option to require a password from the visitor for live calls, adding a layer of authentication.
Okay.
And the live agent has control. They decide whether to upgrade chat to audio video. They have to grant screen sharing permission, and they can mute the visitor or pause their video if needed.
So controls are in place. Good to know. Do they have any like real world proof case studies?
They do mention a testimonial from a company called Hariba.
What did Hariba use it for?
Customer support, mainly. Okay. They worked with the iRevo team, that's the platform provider, to set up a system using QR codes for support.
Interesting. QR codes linking to.
presumably linking to initiate the ACC interaction. They also integrated it with their internal CMS for sharing documents and creating support tickets.
And the user experience.
The key thing Hariba highlighted was that it all worked seamlessly in a standard mobile browser. No app download needed for the customer. They seemed pretty happy with iRevo as a partner.
Okay, so real-world application seems positive there. So let's try and wrap this up. It really feels like Aldo Contact Center is trying to tackle that big website drop-off problem from multiple angles.
Yeah, absolutely. The core idea seems to be making the online experience more engaging, more personal, and much more accessible.
By mixing that AI efficiency for the simple stuff.
With the empathy and problem-solving of real humans for the complex things, and offering all those different ways to connect right there on the site.
The goal being timely help, keeping people on the site, and guiding them towards, you know, becoming customers or getting their issues resolved.
And ultimately building loyalty, yeah.
And it seems they've really focused on making it relatively easy for businesses to actually implement this stuff. That embed code idea sounds very appealing.
Definitely. Lowering that technical barrier is huge. It means companies can potentially start improving customer engagement much faster without needing massive integration projects.
So as you're browsing online, maybe think about this. How different would your experience be if you could instantly connect through chat, voice, or video right when you needed help?
Yeah, consider the impact that kind of immediate multi-channel interaction could have on building trust and, frankly, on making you feel better about a business.
It could really change things. And here's something to chew on. Out of everything we talked about, the 24/7 AI, the smooth handoff to humans, all the different ways to chat or call, which single part do you think would make the biggest difference for your needs or for the websites you use most often? What's the game changer for you?